This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What'd it do?
It's never too early to play holiday music. Deck the halls with Manscaped products. Fa la 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 la. It's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use a Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you, Conan. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for free shipping and 20% off. Now, Manscaped is our favorite product, and they've been one of our advertisers for years.
Yeah.
The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0, this is the best thing, is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. And the Platinum Package has each product from the best-selling Performance Package Plus. Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, and Ultra Premium Deodorant. It's the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway. There's also a 4,000K LED light on it, so you can light the way like Rudolph, the red nose. Dude, do you think that people calling me Rudolph when I was a kid because I had a big nose is body shaming?
No.
Now that you've groomed your candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer with the Platinum Package shower products. All of Manscaped's shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan, and made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. But smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant One Crop Reviver Ball Toner can solve stank problems all day long. Joe, you should be interested in that.
Absolutely.
And once they touch your sack, you'll never go back. The Platinum Package 4.0 is sitting under the tree and is guaranteed to put anyone in the holiday spirit. And for the perfect stocking stuffer, add in the brand new body buffer, an incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating easy and a lot cleaner than an old loofah. So basically, you get the shampoo, conditioner, everything. They give you everything you need. You don't need anything else, soap included. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code K100. That's MANSEAPED.com and K100. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Without a doubt, and I've said this before, and I think Disco agrees with me, and I just ordered half a dozen. Probably the most comfortable boxers I've ever worn in my life. They're these black boxer briefs that are really sweet.
Yes.
So, bro, they take care of you, man. They really do take care of you. It's worth it. You know, order it. Stay clean. Be hygienic. Everything at manscaped.com. Happy holidays. Boom. Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. What do you want to talk about, D.I.?
Let's talk about Kanye this week. It's very interesting. Because I am going to have the controversial take. I'm going to be outside the box. But I don't think it should be as outside of the box as it is, right? So Kanye has been going on these anti-Semitic rants. You know, he's been attacking Jews and stuff and all that. He did the Tim Pool show. He's been hanging out with Milo Yiannopoulos and this guy Nick Fuentes. Now, like, I know this Nick Fuentes guy is like this right wing alt right troll guy, and I've never followed him or something because I've seen him like he like actually like went after Ben Shapiro and his and his kids and wife in the street one time and like verbally assaulted him and something. So I just kind of dismiss this guy as like just a schmuck. Right, and he's young. It's like a young punk conservative, what and everything. And the guy's been. And like, there's some clips online where this guy's, this guy's a huge racist. I mean, it's like this guy's like video calling black people the N word and stuff. I mean, like, this guy's too much. I mean, it's like obviously, which is why he doesn't get doesn't really get a lot of mainstream publicity, right? But he's hanging out with Kanye, okay? And the three of them are like, Milo's supposedly Kanye's campaign manager for Kanye's presidential campaign for 2024, right? And we know Milo, obviously. Milo's been kicked off Twitter. He's a troll. So this other guy's a troll. And Kanye's like, been kind of really pushing the envelope, talking about the Jews. Like he went on Tim Pool's show and Tim Pool was like asking about why he'd be so anti-Semitic and he walked off and everything. And Joe Places, I think it was an Alex Jones' show. And he shows up in a, what's the best way to describe this? Like a gimp outfit?
Yeah,
he's got the like the black face, like a gimp. Like he's got a gimp outfit on with the jacket, and right? So he was so outrageous talking about like anti-Semitism and Hitler that Alex Jones is getting nervous. Like you can see, Alex Jones is very uncomfortable. It's like with these guys, right? But play one of these clips, Joe.
You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me you can love us, and you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts, and you can love what we're what we're pushing with the pornography. But this guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician, you can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good, and I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So then he gets, like, there's another clip in here where he's like, I love Hitler. I love, you know, and like, and I'm, so I'm, everybody's obviously outraged at this. He went on a Twitter rant after this. And basically, you know, he was, you know, tweeting out a picture of the Jewish symbol with the Nazi, you know, the Nazi symbol in the middle of it. It was just ridiculous to the point that Elon Musk suspended his account for incitement to violence. Okay, and everybody's like, so then all people are like, whoa, how is that incitement to violence? Dude, if you're like promoting Nazism, I don't think, you know, terms of service are so this should be so strict. It's like, you know, that's not acceptable behavior for the platform, because if you're trying to incite Nazis, you know, it's like that is an incitement to violence. It's like because they're, it doesn't take a lot of people to like get riled up and start like going after Jews and stuff. And you know, so I agree with that, right? So you get kicked off Twitter. However, all right, I'm gonna read you a tweet. This is from Pierce Morgan. Okay, for first of all, Cody, what's your take? Like, everybody followed this. We all saw what happened when you were watching Kanye and like saw these clips and stuff. And what are your thoughts?
Well, he's just speaking his mind, you know. He did see good things in Hitler. I mean, the guy almost took over the world. He was very charismatic, had a cult of personality. He was able to invade Poland, Britain, France, Germany, Russia. The only reason he didn't take over Russia is because of the winter, you know. I mean, the guy was a fucking military genius and a madman. He got Japan to fucking take care of the United States so he wouldn't have to, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy was like, it took him 15 years to get the power. You know, he hated the Jews, bro, because in World War One he was in the fucking army, obviously representing Germany. He actually got awards for bravery and commendation. And he felt that they lost the war due to fucking Jews, Jewish politicians stabbing the homeland in the back. And so when he did his book, which I actually read, called Mein Kampf, when he was in jail, which basically means my struggle, he puts all the blame on the Jews and the Marxists who made Germans look like fucking jackoffs. And he was real good at like what Trump does, you know, using scapegoats, blaming blaming foreigners for economic hardships. You know, we're number one. You know what I'm saying? So, and people resonated to that, you know. So here's a guy that was able to get a whole country behind him and started Nazism and all that. He was obviously cruel and Brony was a drug addict. He was taking cocaine, he was taking barbiturates, he was taking amphetamines. He was giving steroids to the soldiers. That's why they were so aggressive. And so maybe he read up on him and he's like, well, I find these things good about him. But the thing about Kanye that I also think is he's just trying to one up everybody. He's a glory hound. It's like
egomaniac of the highest order.
Yeah, he's like he's like Flair and Trump. He's addicted to fame. And nobody has more fame than Trump. So he goes out there and he tries to outdo Trump by one upsmanship. So if you say, oh, you know, we don't like pedophilia, he's like, why not? I think kids should be sex slaves. And he just says things that are more
tries to be the center of the conversation.
Right. Like, you know how like Madonna, Dennis Rodman, they were always trying to stay relevant and, oh, I'll dress up in a wedding dress, I'll kiss a black guy, you know, I'll kiss a virgin. That's basically what we're seeing, except this guy has mental health issues and he's great at it because he's triggered and fucking trolled the left, and everything he says and does, they're on it, you know? And to me,
he knows
like,
a very easily offendable group of people.
Right.
He, is when he
to
starts
me, it's like if you're listening to Kanye West for any message, political, social, you're an idiot.
Right.
Like I don't listen to this guy.
Okay.
That's what I think about this.
But outside the box, because you know everybody has the same take. Oh, Nachi, he's like suckered everybody into an echo chamber of like everybody feeling
right.
Like you have to say, okay, so and then you presented an outside the box thing, which I'm going to do too. Okay.
Right.
Because I want to read you this. This is a Piers Morgan tweeted this, right? And Piers Morgan has had Kanye on his show, and Kanye, you know, is not relenting. He's like, you know, he's been like anti-Semitic. That's his thing. You know, the Jews are like, so let me read you a tweet from Kanye, from Piers Morgan. And to me, this confirms my theory. Okay. And I'm not positive about this, but I've got a pretty good tape because we're workers. We've been in the business and we know how. We've been taught and learned from some of the best people about how to manipulate people's emotions and thoughts, right? So this Piers Morgan text is that I had a lengthy text exchange with Kanye West the other day, which indicated he's now reveling in causing maximum offense. He wasn't just racist and anti-Semitic, but horribly homophobic too. And this latest pro-Hitler rant is sadly more evidence he's lost the plot. Okay? I don't think that Kanye West actually believes a lot of this stuff that he's saying.
Right.
I think he is doing that. I think this is a work. I think he is, you know, he's reveling in being a master troll.
Right.
Saying the worst things you can say, the things that like people immediately like, and bro, this guy's an egomaniac. So like in his mind, I think he's thinking like, I'm manipulating everybody's thoughts right now.
Right.
You know, I'm causing people that, and this is all I have to do is say these things.
Right.
And I think that's what he's doing. Because look at who he's hanging, bro, just the fact that you look who he's hanging out with.
Right.
Master troll beard, you know, Milo, you know, bro, people forget about Milo. But this is what Milo did. I'm going to say outrageous things and to the point, okay, they're going to kick me off of social media. And this guy, Nick Fuentes, bro, everybody's listening to this guy, like, you know, five words out of this guy's mouth. It's like, why is Kanye West hanging out with this guy? Like, that's like oil and water. There's no reason for Kanye West to be hanging out with this guy. But I think he's doing this to, like, in his mind, you know, people are saying, like, Ben Shapiro and, like, some of these guys are saying he's suffering, he's in a manic episode right now. Like, he's schizophrenic. He's saying, I'm like, I'm not going to go there. I think he knows what he's doing. You know, I don't think you need to be schizophrenic. Like, schizophrenia is causing you to hang out with Milo Yiannopoulos and this guy. I think, oh, we're going to really piss people off. Let me get Milo Yiannopoulos and this guy. And, like, we'll just be like a dream team of, like, getting canceled. Let's see on how many platforms we can get canceled just for saying things. And I think as a performance artist, and he's not really doing any porn, he's, you know, he's – this is his way to get back at the world because his marriage broke off from Kim Kardashian and the press is treating him not favorably and stuff. And this is his way of like, I'm going to show the world that I know how to manipulate everybody and manipulate your thoughts and manipulate. And I'm doing this. And I just, you know, my take is I don't think this is genuine. I think he's just doing this on purpose. And maybe it's going to cut like when it gets to the point where like, you know, like when you hit the main event of this, maybe he's going to like realize that and explain, this is what I did to you people, and look at how you acted. And maybe it's not. Maybe he is just a schizophrenic guy suffering a manic episode. And he's saying outrageous things because he doesn't know what he's saying and stuff. But like the worker in me, it's like if I like yo, bro, I know how to be a heel. I know how to be unliked. I know how to manipulate people's thoughts and emotions. And like I would never go to these lengths. But a guy of this level of magnitude of egomania, and like this guy is a brilliant guy, that this is his way of like, in his mind, okay, I'm an artist, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's but
like,
what's the point, D.I.? I mean,
what's your take?
What's the point, though? Because even if it is like a long con or work, whatever, the whole point of a long con or a work is to try to make money. And all he's doing is losing money. He's losing all sponsorships, all of his, you know, dedicated diehard fans are turning their backs on him. All the fan Reddits and message boards are shutting down, and he's not going to be able to put a record in any stores. He's not going to be able to get another sneaker deal. He's not going to be able to do this, do that.
And I just wonder if this is a way of him getting back at the world. Cause like they were praising Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, the media. I just wonder if this is his like revenge tour to get back at the world and get back at the media for Kim leaving him. You know, because, bro, the guys, you know, we can't, I can never put my, like when you say, like, the perfect example. Coney can do this because, Coney, you were on top. But, like, remember when Flair was having his breakdowns and he was having trouble or issues, everything, and, like, you know, his fall from grace, right? And I'd be like, you know, well, go walk a mile in the guy's shoes. It's like when you're at the top of your profession, or you're at the top, like if you're in it for a living, you do something, and you're at the top of the food chain, and all of a sudden you're not at the top of the food chain anymore. Now people are insulting you online, criticizing you, and shit, you know, stuff like that. It's like, how does that affect a person that's been at the top? You know, Kanye West has been at the top of entertainment. You know, his tours, like the guy, like you watch the guy's live shows, like clips. The guy's brilliant. Like the live show experience for Kanye West is just amazing. Like, wow, who's this guy's, like, who would have thought of this, right? And I just, you know, you can't put yourself in the shoes of a guy that makes that much money and is at the top of a profession. We're like underlings trying to explain, like, why is this guy doing this and stuff. And then, but what I can do is, like, as from the perspective of a worker that's done stuff like this for a living all my life, it's like, I just think this is a masterwork for what he's getting out of it. Complete attention. You know, like everything Kanye West, Trinity, he gets suspended after, you know, the conversation is all about Kanye West for a guy that's an egomaniac, you know? So, do you have any closing thoughts on this, Kanye?
Yeah, what I said, I just think he's doing it for shock value. And and Joe says, oh, well, he's not making any money. Well, he's probably the most recognizable name in the world right now.
So somebody said this the other day. They said he's lost all his deals and everything. He's only got $100 million.
right.
It's like, yeah, oh yeah, like, think about that for a guy.
Wasn't there a bank that refused his money or something like that?
He had shut up from banks.
Well, it's like, but the celebrities still working with that company that put out the ads that had the child pornography lawsuit in it in the background. Remember the kids holding the little teddy bear bags that were in bondage gear and all that shit. Yeah, whoever's paying them.
Do you get any offers for commercials in Mexico? Like, did you do commercials in Mexico back in the day?
Yeah.
Like how many? Like a lot, or just like, you know?
Yeah, a few. Yeah.
Right. Were you ever on a soap opera like Jindrak was?
Yeah.
You were, huh?
Yeah.
What was your character in the soap opera?
In the first one, I played a strong man in a circus.
Right.
The second one, I played Conan.
Right.
The third one, I played Conan. So yeah, those were the three parts. Right.
So you're just Conan the wrestler, but you were like, you're the famous wrestler guy. Right. Thing. Yeah.
Right.
You had a good character.
Yeah. Yeah. They always. Yeah. Yeah.
Did your character get a lot of chicks?
Always.
Did your character have like any side hustles with young boys?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, that was a good talk. We're definitely outside the box on this Kanye thing, but I'd be willing to bet money on it though. I think when it all comes out, he's going to say, I did that. You know, this is what I was doing. I would put money on that. I think he's going to – I think he wants to tell the world that, hey, I'm brilliant, and this is how – I'm so brilliant. This is how I manipulated all you people.
Yeah.
I think that's what he wants to do.
He just, to me, comes up as kind of a jackass, kind of like when you hear Herschel Walker talking, and you're like, who would follow this guy?
Right. Georgia and football.
There's blueprints and shit.
Yeah. I'll tell you exactly.
Adam Des Moines.
People that grew up watching Georgia football that love Herschel
Walker. Adam Des Moines.
All right. Well, that's been a good talk.
All right. So that's been our discussion with the Wow One, the Yay, the Yee. And you can, if you have any comments or anything that you want to, you know, talk about this, send it to k100questions@gmail.com. Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. And thank you for making this show so popular. Listen to it on the holidays and, you know, keep supporting the show.
Cool.
Now, y'all know I love McDonald's for a quick meal, especially if I'm out and about with the boys and need something to eat. I like food, and y'all know I like saving money, too. Did you know that you can save money with deals in the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, you heard that right. There's a deal every day in the app. So if you are an avid McDonald's goer like me, you'll find the best value for your buck by using the app. One of my favorite things about the app is the ability to order ahead. So let's say I'm on the road, Just picked up Axel from school and know I promised him some McDonald's fries and a sundae, but don't want to have to wait in that long line. I open up the app and just place my order there. Then I can walk in and pick up my order when it's ready, no wait needed, especially if I time it right. And I love that you can also get a bunch of deals in the app as well. I just logged in and can get a free Big Mac with a minimum purchase of $1. But check it every day because the deals are always changing. Plus, make sure to share your birthday so McDonald's can celebrate with you with something special. Dream drivers save money with the McDonald's app. Nope, you must opt into rewards.